Chapter 2. Haunted? Barbie blinked. Nikki nodded. I know it sounds crazy, she said, but you wouldn't believe what I've seen tonight. She came out from behind the counter. It all started right after Marcus left. Marcus is the guy who works the shift before mine, she explained. Lots of people were here golfing, but then things started to go wrong.
What do you mean, wrong? Skipper asked.
The holes. You know a lot of them have moving parts, right? Nikki said. Stacy nodded.
Like the pirate ship. And the treasure chest, Chelsea added. That's my favorite.
Anyway, the pirate ship, Nikki paused. Maybe I should just show you. She led Barbie and her sisters onto the mini golf course. The puppies followed them. Nikki cut across a couple of holes to hole 5. See? Look at that.
An 8-foot-tall pirate ship stood at the center of the hole. Usually, it swayed back and forth over wooden waves, but tonight, it jerked violently from side to side, creaking loudly. DJ backed away from it and growled. Taffy barked, "Keep still, you crazy ship!"
The ship did look spooky. Still, that didn't mean it was haunted. Maybe it's just broken, Barbie said.
That's what I thought too, Nikki said.
But come see hole 8. They moved down the course. As they got closer, Barbie felt water mist her face.
Hey,
Chelsea said.
Is it raining?
It's not rain, Nikki told them. She gestured to hole 8. From the back of a plaster whale spurted a water spout. Normally, the water spout was a light spray of water rising 5 feet. Now, it soared 15 feet into the air.
It's not just these 2 holes either, Nikki said. It's all over the course. The golfers got freaked out. They left.
A spouting whale isn't a ghost, Barbie said to Nikki. But look at that.